Good morning again. I am here again with Brian Adams, but Brian, instead of plants, you brought us some wonderful animals to look at this morning.
We're talking critters. You know, a lot of times when people think about Alaska, they think about all the wildlife up there, and there's a lot of really neat wildlife there. But you know, Texas has a lot of wildlife too, a huge variety, and we're going to talk in particular about a couple of our reptiles, one of them, alligators.
Now, could an alligator live in Alaska?
Well, you know, the only alligator you might find in Alaska is the dreaded snow alligator.
Oh,
just kidding, just kidding. No. True alligators live only in the southeastern part of the United States, kind of close to the Gulf of Mexico, and in one place in China. Now, there are other animals that are related to the alligators, other crocodilians like crocodiles and caimans that live in other tropical places in the world. But they don't have real alligators. There are not real alligators in Africa or Australia or Brazil.
Oh, this is really nice.
They are really nice. And I've got a little baby in here. It's just a few months old.
Oh, he's
and
so cute.
You know, they are really pretty interesting. Of course, when they get bigger, I don't know whether you think of them as being cute or not.
No, really.
You know, when a mama alligator gets ready to lay her eggs, she crawls out of the water, gets up along the shore and scrapes together a big pile of sticks and leaves, and she lays her eggs inside that and covers them with more sticks and leaves, and then she backs off and just kind of stays in the area. She doesn't stay on the nest incubator because she's cold-blooded. She's no warmer than the environment. But when the babies begin to hatch, they start making little noises, and she uncovers them. Sometimes she will actually carry them down to the water very gently in her mouth. And she guards them for maybe 1 or 2 years after they hatch because there are a lot of other animals that want to eat baby alligators. Things like raccoons and skunks. Even some of the big, tall wading birds in the water will spear and eat baby alligators. Turtles will eat them. So, you know, it's kind of rough being a baby alligator. And sometimes when these little alligators are being disturbed, they will make little noises. We call it chirping. It doesn't sound like a chirp to me.
Oh, it does.
But we call it chirping. And people think, oh, isn't that cute? It's such a neat little noise. But really what that little alligator is doing, he's saying, Mama! And Mama will come really fast. No, she'll be in a bad mood.
So you don't want to get between a mama alligator and her baby.
When a mama is guarding her babies, you just really don't want to be in that area. But you know, I've got another reptile.
Oh.
Let me see if I can find that. Oh, well, you know, if I don't find a reptile, I've always got a pillow and we can just take a nap or something like that.
Right now?
Well, you know. Well, maybe
not.
You know, I don't know if all these people out there would appreciate that.
I know in Alaska they're probably still pretty sleepy this morning.
You know, those Alaskans, you know, they just sit around and drink hot chocolate all day long. It sounds like a soft life to me.
Oh, look at this guy. He's all racked up. Why is he doing that?
Well, that's just the way he happened to come out of the pillowcase. There was probably no real good reason for that.
Oh.
This is a speckled king snake, and it is a wonderful snake.
He's beautiful.
It's a native to this part of Texas, and, you know, they eat a lot of mice and rats. But probably one of their favorite foods is other snakes.
Oh, really?
They will even eat some of the poisonous snakes.
And it doesn't hurt them?
Well, it hurts the poisonous snake.
But it doesn't hurt the king snake.
Sometimes these other snakes, like maybe a rattlesnake, would turn around and bite the king snake because he doesn't want to be eaten. But you know, the poison doesn't bother the king snake a lot. Sometimes the fangs going in, the stabbing of the fangs might produce some damage. But, oh, look at that. He's just cuddling
right in there. Now, he doesn't constrict, though.
He does constrict, yes.
Oh.
And, of course, you know, snakes have probably 3 ways that they obtain food. Some of them constrict like this to kill the food that they're going to eat. Some of them use poison. And others just swallow their food alive.
Oh, this is so interesting, and he's a beautiful snake. I wish we had more time. We're going to go to Brenda right now, who is with Connie Stolte.
All right.